Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the place to be, the PSP. Yeah, you know me. My name is Jason Rothman, and today I am not joined by my backup dancer, Chris Schaefer, like I am every week. Today I have a special guest, and I am joined by Harry Pitts. Harry, why don't you go ahead and say hi?
Yo, yo. Hey, what's up? What's up, podcast people? I'm Harry Pitts, and I got some tips for you guys, and thanks for having me on the show.
Sure thing.
Happy to be here, and it's gonna be good.
Hey, it is a real honor to be associated with you. It's just great. So, for everyone listening out there, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Paid Search podcast and helping us grow the show. We love it. So today, we are talking about how to trick an AdWords client. So the vast majority of you guys listening to the show are actual AdWords clients. We do have some industry people that listen, but a lot of you are clients. And we wanted to do the show today to kind of describe how you could be ripped off by a professional. And we are not doing this to teach anybody this because honestly, if anybody wants to go down this road and do this kind of unethical stuff, they're either already doing it or they're going to figure it out. So we're not here to teach people this. We've talked about it on former shows, so it's nothing new, but we're just grouping it together. We're here to teach people how to defend themselves, how to be an educated AdWords client. And just so everyone knows, this is nothing with Google. This is nothing with Google AdWords. The abuses that we're going to talk about on the show are human abuses. They're user abuses. They're people being unethical, using the AdWords platform in an unethical way to take money from AdWords clients and not give them honest results. So we want you guys to be educated. We want you to not be taken advantage of. And so we're going to talk about some of the ways that you could possibly be. And with that said, I want to bring on my guest and introduce him. His name is Harry Pitts. He is a reformed AdWords manager. He was so bad at giving good Google AdWords performance and keeping on top of his clients and doing a good job that he went down a very dark road. And he started ripping clients off. And I don't know what he's doing now. I think he might be shagging balls at a golf course. But he's definitely not doing AdWords any longer. But Harry Pitts, you've reformed. You've changed your ways. You're no longer ripping people off. And you're here to educate people today. So kind of give us a little bit of background on yourself. You told me you're from Chicago. How did you get into AdWords, and what are you doing these days, buddy?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a renaissance man. AdWords is just one of the things that I do. And, you know, I started off in Chicago. I started trying to earn some passive income. I started trying to earn money, and I found out that, you know, there's a lot of really interesting things that my clients didn't know about in Google AdWords. And this is the kind of thing, it turns out that people just trusted me. They trusted me. So I was able to just take advantage of these people. And I'm going to share it with you wonderful podcasters out there, you listeners. And Jason, I think you're going to be surprised about the ways, if you're interested, I can show you how to trick your clients. Is that what you want?
That's not what I want, Harry. From the men's home you called in, you said you were going to help reform people. You said you gave this up. So you know, I'm not surprised you're not doing AdWords anymore because you told me you went down this road because you couldn't get good performance on your own.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. You know, I didn't know how we were going to play it, but I guess, you know, if you want me to be straight up, all right, I'll be straight up. And we'll talk about it. All right. So this is how it goes. Okay. This is how I played people, and how, I guess, Jason, if you don't want to, I guess, you know, it's on the table. But if you don't want to eat what I put in front of you, I guess that's fine. I guess you're an honest guy. This other Chris guy, I don't know what he's going to do. He's not even here. So here it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Harry, ready? And it's my show, so I'm going to ask the questions.
I'm used to being the boss. I mean, you know, I'm the boss.
You're always the boss, Harry. So your first scam that you ran on people here, you told me, is that you mix display and search to get low cost per click averages. So why don't you tell us what a low cost per click average is, and then how did you pull off this scam, and then why did people think it was good results?
You know, when you take a lot of toilet paper and put it in the toilet, the toilet gets plugged. And that's why plumbers are so popular, because everybody's putting the toilet paper in the toilets. And so The thing is, it costs a lot of money to advertise on Google for plumbers. You see how I tied that together? That is a good segue. What were we talking about? Right. Oh, yeah. So cost per click. The cost per click for plumbers is really high. And I had, you know, Mr. Harris coming up and saying, hey, Harry Pitts, I need you to give me some super low cost per click. He asked, right?
My clients asked me that too.
Yeah. They tell me. They say, I need you to get me like $3 cost per click on this AdWords campaign. I'm thinking, this is my first client. I'm like, all right, how do I do that? You know what I found out? I do a lot of display. 30 cents, 20 cents, 10 cent clicks, just junk. I mean, this is mobile traffic. This is junk traffic. This is coming from mobile apps. This is toddlers just clicking on a blinky image and just spending the client's money. I mean, it's beautiful. And the 10 cent, 5 cent clicks, those averages go in with those crazy high $40, $30 clicks, you know, that normal search campaigns cost for a click for plumbers.
Or $10.
Well, you know. I mean, when you're a bad AdWords manager, you got to pay 30 or 40 bucks. But the thing is, you mix that together, you get average cost per click of 10 cents, $3. It, you know, kind of goes back and forth, but you end up getting cheap clicks. That's the trick. You mix them, and then you don't tell them that it's a blended average.
So there's probably not a lot of tracking going on. And on those reports you send them, you did not break up search versus display traffic.
No. No, okay. I just showed them average CPC, and bam, that was it. I mean, they didn't ask any questions, and I said, look at that. No one else can deliver what Harry Pitts can deliver, $3 cost per click on plumber keywords.
Now, the reason you're dressed like you're dressed and I'm dressed like I'm dressed and you're out of a job and I'm in many jobs is because if you do that for a client, eventually the jig is up. Eventually, they're going to realize those calls aren't going to be coming from that display mobile traffic, and the calls come from slightly more expensive search clicks but are still profitable if you know how to do AdWords well, and they're going to fire you. So that's why you should not be doing this as an AdWords manager. But in the short term, it sure was sweet, wasn't it, for you to compete with other people's business and tell new plumbers that came to you that, hey, you're getting a $14 cost per click for jobs that are going to bring in $800 and you're going to get repeat revenue. Well, you know what? That's good, but I can do a whole lot better and get you a $3 cost per click. I bet that's what you told them.
Oh, yeah, that's the selling point. I mean, that's right on my website when I used to have it, you know, before the government shut me down. But I used to have it, you know, get the lowest CPCs ever. Bam, right on the front. I mean, it was great. So
now, anyway, you don't have it in your heart of hearts to tell clients how to avoid this, but I do. So for clients out there who want to audit their performance, and who want to see either reports or the actual AdWords accounts to know that their cost per click on search is a true search cost per click, you can ask your AdWords manager to break out search traffic from display. You can call into Google and ask them to show you how much search traffic you're getting versus display by segmenting your data. And asking your AdWords manager, hey, break up my display traffic versus my search traffic, that'll help you know how much is just coming from search, how much is coming from display, and you'll know the true cost per click on those valuable search clicks that you're getting that are actually going to be leading to those phone calls for lead generation. So, Harry, we've taken out one of your tools, and we've just shut it down, and hopefully no one ever falls for a trick from a scammer like you again in terms of low cost per click. Now, your next scam that you pulled off, you would open up to international for cheap clicks and fake leads. Now, explain this a little bit. Okay. Say I'm a plumber. Let's change it up. Say I'm a divorce lawyer in Chicago, and I came to you. I heard about your low cost per click, and I said, Harry, I'm a divorce lawyer. I want people who are getting a divorce in Chicago to find me. What would you do to this guy?
You know, there's a lot of people in the world that just will click. There's a lot, and they don't read the ad. They just kind of look. And if you set an AdWords campaign to just worldwide, right, even though you only might sell your divorce services to people within, you know, your county, You can set it for worldwide and get clicks from, I mean Baghdad, you know, Russia. I mean, these places that are never going to be clients, but the client don't know that. The client doesn't know. So a little clicky-clicky here, a little clicky-clicky-good, click-click-boom, you know?
So not only would you not just target Chicago or Cook County or whatever around the Chicago area and leave it on people searching for the area internationally or anywhere, you would actually put no location on there or have a second campaign going with some of the budget going to point to everywhere.
Yeah, put divorce lawyer searches. super low bids, worldwide audience, some broad keywords out there. You're getting cheap clicks, and sometimes, you know what, these people will actually end up calling the phone number or filling out a form, you know, because they want a job or something, you know, some completely illegitimate reason. And then in the end, you end up getting conversions and clicks for low cost per conversion. And look who's bringing in the money.
Well, you're too stupid to pull this off, because what you probably did is just had most of the budget going international. But I'm thinking to hear myself, what if I had 80% of the budget pointing to Chicago and just 20% opened up to everywhere, and maybe 20% of the clicks and calls were bad? The client would still feel like they're getting a lot of calls because 80% was coming from Chicago, but the overall cost per click would be lower than any competitor of mine could get, and I could tell that to them. That's pretty sick stuff.
Yeah, it's not, man, that's, you're hot. You're hot. You need to start your own Harry Pitts location.
I'll take that under consideration. Now, Harry, the third, see this third example that you gave me here, it just shows me how sick and disgusting of a so-called human being you are, because you're good enough to know what negative keywords are and to know what negative keywords to add, but you purposely went out of your way not to add them. So you wrote here, for anyone like a divorce lawyer or a plumber or an orthodontist looking for leads, you would go out of your way to not add jobs or hiring or salary or these common negative keywords that you know you need to add to block some searches, phrase match and broad match that would sneak through.
I tell you what, you know, there nobody's hungry like a job seeker, right? Somebody's out there wanting a job.
You would know, huh?
Yeah. I mean, right now, I mean, I'm employed. You know, my neighbor Joe, he needs his lawn mowed, so technically I got a job this afternoon to do. But the thing is, job seekers will call a phone number faster than any client or potential client might call someone. So the fact is, you can let those job searches come in. So let's say this time we're a home improvement company, right? So I'm advertising for home improvement and I don't block jobs or hiring. And what we get is we get people that are searching for home improvement jobs or home improvement companies that are hiring, right? I'm an unemployed person. I'm going to be calling, ringing the phone, because that's my job, is to try and get a job.
And your twisted mindset is that those calls are going to show up as conversions on your monthly report.
Bam. Look at that cost per conversion drop. Look at those amazing numbers just come in. Click-through rate's going to improve. All this stuff. But the fact is, I mean, don't tell nobody, but the fact is it's junk. I mean, it's not really good stuff. It's not actually conversions or qualified leads. But, hey, it looks good on paper.
Now, did you, knowing that you were sending, going out of your way not to block junk traffic that any good AdWords manager could block and would block, how did that sit with you knowing you were doing that? Did you ever feel bad for your client?
I mean, I'm getting paid. Why would I feel bad? I don't get it. What are you pointing at? I don't know.
Well, everyone, that speaks for itself. So if you're a client out there and the way you can avoid these kind of low-quality traffic, if that's what maybe an unethical AdWords manager is or pay-per-click manager is sending your way, the way to avoid this is to demand that you see your search terms. Search terms are what people actually type in Google. And if you were a client of the great, infamous Harry Pitts, and he included his search terms on that monthly report, you would see the conversion rate and the number of conversions on the first page of your report and think, wow, that's awesome. That's great. I'm getting all these conversions. But then you would go down your report and see your search terms and see that some people were actually typing in construction jobs, home improvement companies hiring near me. And you would tell Harry, hey, Harry, I don't want to show up on any search that includes the word job or any search that includes the word hiring. So add those as negative keywords. So by seeing your search terms, you can hold your AdWords manager accountable and make sure that they're adding all the negative keywords that you need them to add, and you don't get ripped off like Harry Pitts was ripping people off. Now, Harry, are you still with us, or did you need a hit?
Yeah. I mean, I got some. My phone's lighting up. I mean, I got some people texting me, but it's all right. I'm here with you.
Okay, you're coherent.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you're not driving today, right?
Not right now. I mean, I pulled over.
Okay, I'll order you an Uber after. I appreciate you coming in. I'll order you an Uber.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, because I'm a little. Okay, I'll order you an Uber. Now the next scam that you were pulling on people, similar to bad searches coming through in terms of jobs and hiring, you would allow competitor names to come through, even though you know that generally competitor names don't bring in good traffic.
Oh, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to tell you two part A, and then a part D, right? Because I don't go with the BC. But here's the thing. I'll allow competitor names to get clicks. So now let's talk about a different company. Let's talk about somebody who sells flower bouquets, right? Flowers for your lady. Okay,
it's called a florist.
No,
Harry.
No, whatever. I don't do that keyword research stuff. But here's the thing: flower bouquets. You're selling it, and there's another company called Flower Bouquets Monique. Right? That's because it's run by Monique. And so Flower Bouquets Monique is the competitor, and people really like Flower Bouquets Monique, so they're always typing it, but they don't really pay attention to the ads, or they end up just calling the phone number in the ad, the first one they see. And what I found out is, if I put my competitor, Flower Bouquets ABC, right, that's the name of the company I'm working for, I put their ad up at the top and allow Flower Bouquets Monique to show up, they'll call the wrong company. It'll track as a conversion, and then guess who has conversion rates that are way better than they should be? Cost per conversion is lower. Click-through rate. I mean, same kind of thing, Jason. You feel me? So I'm getting – they're calling. They're just calling and hanging up. They're calling and hanging up, but that tracks as a conversion. And in the end –
That's all
I care. It's junk. It's junk traffic, but, hey, it looks good on paper. Huh? Click, click, boom.
All right, so that's a nice little scam you were running there. And again, just like with our previous scam, the way you combat this as an AdWords advertiser who's hired someone to manage your account, you demand to see the search terms. And if you were Harry's florist client and you saw a bunch of searches about Monique's floral company and her company, you could tell him, hey, add the word Monique as a negative. Add Monique's flowers as a negative, add their website name as a negative, add everything about their company as negative keywords, and make sure I never show up on her searches again because they're not bringing in business. People are just hanging up the phone. That's how you can combat that, is by seeing those search terms and demanding to see what people are actually typing in Google when they click on your ads. Seeing what keywords, quote unquote, are bringing in clicks, that's great, but you've got to go deeper as an AdWords advertiser and actually look at search terms, which is what people type in Google. And that's how you can combat against
that. I'd say, Jason, you're such a good guy. I mean, that's nice of you to tell people. But I got another tip. I got another tip.
Go for it.
This is kind of like a, you know, tip two, like double tip, you know, like wham bam kind of tip. So 1 second call tracking, call conversion. I'm going to say it again. I put 1 second call tracking conversion timer on those conversions. That's very important. So whoever's out there listening and you want to try this, what you would do is...
No, to defend against it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Defending against it. Right. Let me change my thoughts.
We're not here to teach people bad ways.
Not teaching.
We're not trying to help people become like you because you're scum.
Scum, right. That's the bad. I'm bad. That's right. I'm bad. So here's the thing. If you want to be a good person like Jason... And what you would want to do is set your conversion, your call conversions for like 60 seconds or 90 seconds or something like that. Because 1 second calls means someone can dial the phone number and hang up. And it tracks as a conversion. I mean, that gets your numbers up. but it doesn't actually bring in any, you know, actual leads, because they can just ring the phone, charge you money, and hang up, and then in the end, you don't really get anything out of it. So that's kind of a, you know, wham bam double tip.
Right. So when I call a phone call, a conversion for a client, usually my benchmark is 60 seconds. I don't want a phone call to show up as a conversion inside the AdWords account unless it lasts for at least 60 seconds, because there's some kind of business going on that can actually lead to new revenue. Whereas a phone call that maybe lasts 1 second or 10 seconds or 13 seconds is either a missed call or a call for the wrong number, or you don't offer the kind of service that that person wants. So I don't count those, but you counted those, because in AdWords you can have control. Harry,
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. You can have control over how long it takes for a phone call to be called a conversion. How long does that phone call last? And only an idiot would put 1 second, because it would mean every phone call becomes a conversion and your conversion numbers are artificially inflated. But it sounds like Harry and some other people out there might be doing that. And it's disgusting. And as an AdWords customer, you need to have your manager or your agency hold them accountable and tell them, I don't want to see phone calls show up as conversions unless the call lasts for X amount of seconds or minutes, whatever you think takes for there to be a sign of some value happening. So that's how you can defend against it. Demand that phone calls only show up as conversions if they last an amount of time that's good with you. Now, Harry, one of your final tips here is you would mix brand searches and track brands searches as the same kind of conversion as a general search campaign.
I mean,
how does this help you and hurt the client?
This is golden. I mean, here's how it works. Jason, the fact is, when you don't do any work in an AdWords campaign, you just kind of throw something together real fast and you just get a bunch of junk traffic and you don't really know what you're doing, anything can be saved. You can save any campaign and make it look really good with great click-through rates and low cost per click and good conversion rates and bounce rates and all this stuff. The trick is build a junk campaign. And then you have you let those brand keywords come in and you kind of you don't block them. If you want to block them, or you add them actually into the campaign and mix them. Okay, so the point is you're getting new traffic and brand traffic or returning traffic, essentially, and you're mixing those. And basically, if you were to filter all the non-brand traffic, you have junk, right? You have no conversions, you have high bounce rates, you have low click-through rates. But then if you look at all the brand traffic, which you're mixing in with the non-brand, that's what's bringing in high click-through rates and great low bounce rate conversions, or excuse me, low bounce rates and conversion numbers that look really good. So
low cost
end,
per click and yeah, high click-through rates, everything's better with brand.
That's it. But I mean, I'm a good person now. I'm reformed. But, you know, that's what you would do. And a lot of people don't know, because they don't know that you need to separate those. You need to separate
right them. Now, as much as this hurts me to give you some, to speak positively about you in the most minimal way possible, this scam you were pulling off with brand, it did not hurt clients, because people searching for their brand, yeah, it misrepresented your results, but at least it did not hurt your client, because someone might see their TV ad or hear their radio ad or hear about them from a friend, search their brand name, and call in and do business with them.
Yeah.
So the traffic was still quality, but as an AdWords advertiser and as a client of an AdWords manager, the way this hurts you is you don't know how much you're missing out on or how good your results really are. Because if you have a person like Harry managing your account, they're not going to separate brand from your regular search campaign. And that brand traffic, with all its good benefits of a high click-through rate, a low cost per click, a high conversion rate, a low cost per conversion, that's going to muddy the waters of your regular campaign. And so maybe Harry is reporting that your cost per conversion is $20, but that could be because your brand cost per conversion is $3 and your regular search campaign cost per conversion is $150 and unprofitable. So the way to combat against this as a client is to, number one, establish if you want to advertise on your brand name with your AdWords manager, and then tell them, if we're going to advertise on my brand name, I want that traffic segmented into its own campaign that we're going to call the brand campaign, so I can see that data broken up, so I can see how brand compares to more general searches, and so I can keep things totally separate and even add my brand name as a negative to the regular search campaign. That is how you defend against this scam.
That kind of client, the AdWords person that is able to make decisions about their brand and non-brand separately, that right there is an educated client. And
you didn't like those kind of clients.
No, those clients. I mean, when they know too much, I let them pass and I go after the low hanging fruit. You know, click click boom,
click click boom. All right. Well, thank God, your final tip, and we can get you out of here and take a shower.
Hey, it's been fun. I know that you've been enjoying our time together, and you know, I'm looking forward to lunch. You said we could do it sometime next week, so you know. We're gonna
text me about that.
Yeah.
Your final tip here, dirtbag, is not giving the client access to their own AdWords account. And this is really the biggest one for everybody out there. What you can avoid all these scams, all these problems, and know if you really have a good AdWords manager you're working with if they give you access to the AdWords account. And Harry, you hated that.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the ways you would spin it? I mean, how did you even pull this off?
I tell you what, you know, I got so many. Let me go through a couple of them. So first, I tell people, hey, Julia, I tell you what, the way I do it, it's so complicated. I can't give you access without granting access to all my other clients. Julia.
You would tell people that?
Yeah, and they believe me because they don't know. So, I mean, that's one. Another one is, Hey, what's another name? I don't have another name. Hey, Erica. Let's just go. It's all ladies. That's all. All I worked with was ladies. I can't. Hey, Erica. I put all of my clients into one account. So if I grant you access to that one account, you'll be able to change all their budgets. You'll be able to see everything. That's kind of the same thing, but you just kind of change it up a little bit so they don't know. But yeah, I mean, it works.
And you know what kind of makes me just sad for advertisers out there is I bet some people just didn't ask. They might not have been around digital marketing or AdWords for a long time. Maybe they're very, very old school. Maybe they like to send postcards in the mail to people who've never asked or
postcards.
Need their service.
That's my next business right there. Postcards. That's your next one.
I think you got a future in that direct mail. So but yeah, what makes me sad is I know a lot of clients didn't even ask you for AdSense. Or access to their AdWords account.
No.
Access. They just didn't ask, and you were not ethical enough to suggest it or let them have ownership of their account.
Now, imagine if a real honest PPC manager got a hold of their ID number and logged in and looked around and, you know, started saying like, you know, I'd be out of a job. So it's important that I maintain privacy when it comes to the account management. Jason.
Right. Okay. Well, for everyone to defend against this scam and to really defend against all these scams, you have to have access of your own AdWords account, your own company AdWords account, and you can grant access to your AdWords manager. And when you grant it, you can still have access to your account, and you can also terminate their access anytime you want. And that's the kind of relationship you want to have with any AdWords manager worth their salt. AdWords managers and people who manage multiple accounts, they have something called a manager account, sometimes referred to as an MCC, multi-client center, or something like that. And they can add your individual account to theirs, and you can keep your access to your own, and they can manage your own through their multiple manager account. And there is a way to do it. Don't let anybody tell you different. You own your AdWords account, and you temporarily grant access to your manager for as long as you want. And you don't give them your password. You don't give them your username. What you do is you give them your customer ID. They request access via their manager account. And then you grant access on the user page of your account, and then whenever you want, you can remove their access. So own your own AdWords account. Do not give out your email. Do not give out your do not give out your username. Do not give out your password. The way an AdWords manager should get access to your account is with a customer, your customer ID. They request access, you grant it, and then you can terminate them anytime you want. So, Harry, it's been very, it doesn't feel good to traffic with someone like you, to be involved with someone like you. But when you have to share this knowledge with people and so they can protect themselves and know how some of these things get played out, I thought it would be beneficial to see just what kind of scum goes for these kind of things. So kind of
hurts.
I appreciate you being on today and just today.
Oh.
And you will not be coming back.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate the time. And I mean, you're gonna gobble my. You're gonna answer my text after this, right?
You know, just send that text. So everybody, I've cut Harry's mic off, and now it's just you and me. And sincerely, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It wasn't fun to traffic with such scum, but there are people like this out there who are getting you much, much worse AdWords results than you could achieve because either they don't know how to run AdWords or because they're lazy. And the way you can defend yourself against some of these scams is by listening to this episode, writing down the ways we gave to defend yourself, and just having the knowledge of how you can manipulate data if you wanted to go about doing that. And again, the biggest thing you can do is to educate yourself. You don't have to be an AdWords expert to know when a scam is going on. If you have ownership over your AdWords account, which is a must, and you are getting data from your AdWords manager and you're not really thinking it's doable, like how am I getting a 60% click-through rate on a plumbing campaign when all my other plumbers in town tell me they get 1-5% click-through rates? Then you can audit your data if you have, if you're educated, and you can look at your search terms and see all your clicks are coming from brand or something like that. So we're putting guys like Harry out of business. We're giving you the knowledge on how to defend yourself against some of these scams to make sure that you hire someone that knows what they're doing, so those guys get business, and then also so you get better AdWords performance. So with that said, we want to thank you guys for listening to the show. We will be back next week with the next episode of the Paid Church Podcast, and we'll see you every Monday. Thanks for listening.
Click, click, boom.